Tonight, I want to talk about Intramanas. So Intramanas is a really awesome brand. It's made by Jimmy Salsa at NOM 1522. Jimmy's the master distiller. And the process of this tequila is it's low pressure autoclave. Jimmy's really working that autoclave and that pressure to make some really great, sweet, cooked agave. They use a roller mill, and then it's going to go into some open stainless steel spontaneous fermentation. And one thing that makes this tequila really special to me, or very cool, is on the back side of the bottle, there's an area where it says batch 5, or on this one, it says lot 4, right? So this one, February 23, this one, January 24. And these two tequilas taste similar, but different. Because of the fermentation times of when this is fermented, it actually gives it a little bit different flavor profile. So it's kind of fun when you can find these tequilas that you can buy one and then enjoy it. And then when you get the next one, there's a little bit different flavor profile. So I've done an interview with Alan Taylor, who is the owner of this company, also a great social media guy in Mexico. So I'll put a link to the video right here, a little card where you can click on it and watch the first interview that I did. And then I have a second interview that I did with Jimmy Salsa, the master distiller. And he talks about the process of making tequila. And we talk a lot about Entre Manas and the differences in why the flavors taste a little bit different. So let's do a review of Lot 4. I've done a review of Lot 5. And they do taste very similar, but there's a lot of differences to it. So let's dig into this one. A lot of cooked agave, a lot of vegetal notes. And this one, it has a little bit of a funkiness to it, but honestly, Lot 5 was a little funkier to me than what Lot 4 is. And I do think it has to do with the time frame that they made the tequila. Jimmy talks about it in the video. Check it out. This one on the taste has a nice sweetness, and you get a lot of spice, really a peppery, almost like a chili pepper spice where it kind of heats up a little bit. You get that cooked agave, you get some earthiness, and really has a lot of vegetal type flavor, but it is a lowlands tequila. So to me, it fits right into that lowlands. That funkiness that you get in the smell turns into a creaminess to me. It makes the tequila really rich. So it makes that cooked agave and that sweetness just fit right in with this richness. And then the finish, now I almost get like a bell pepper or like a green pepper in the finish. So it has so many lines of flavor as you go through it. And I will tell you that 4 is very flavorful and really good, but 5 to me had a little bit more punch, a little bit more creaminess, and a little bit more spiciness. But both of these are phenomenal sippers. They do have a high proof that I have not had the opportunity to try, but everybody has told me that it's absolutely amazing. So I'm going to try to find one of those. And they do have a brand new special batch coming out where they did a blend of a couple different ways of fermentation to really add to those flavor profiles. So if you're out in the store and you see an Intramanas, and if there's a couple different ones on the shelf, like Lot 2, Lot 3, Lot 4, Lot 5, pick up a couple different bottles, compare the two, and then tell me what you think. And if you've had these tequilas and you've compared the two, put some notes in the comments and let me know what you thought of the two and which one you like the best. Thanks for tuning in. Check out my interview with Jimmy Salsa here, and check out my interview with Alan Taylor here. Hopefully I put those in the right spots, but they're going to be right up here for you. Thanks for tuning in. Like, share, comment. Have a great evening.